It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the privilege of prayer. Thank you for the precious, eternal Word of God. Thank you for a perfect Savior. And Lord, I pray today, would you simply open our hearts? And Lord, for that child of God, will we just fall in love with our precious and lovely Lord? Would you let the Holy Spirit of God take the Word and break it, place it in our being? Lord, may there never be doubt. May there never be confusion. But oh, may we just see our Lord, fall in love with Him. God, may we not be deceived by the deceptions and the way that the devil wants to trick and treat the Word of God. But may we follow the Holy Spirit of God, that He'd lead us and guide us and lead us and walk in Christ. Father, I pray for each individual soul, especially the many that may be listening without Christ, many that may be religiously lost. They have some truth, but they do not have eternal truth. Father, would you deal with that heart today? And then, Lord, I pray for that one that just realizes they're lost without God. Oh, Lord, would you save them? And Father, I pray, Lord, for that child of God that may be walking a guilty distance away from the Lord and not in the fullness of the Lord. Draw him to you. Lord, help us, God, to just simply be in the center of your will. Keep your hand upon this little ministry. Use us in all we do. Get glory, and we'll praise you. Touch the saints of God. Lift them up, Lord, and we'll praise you. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're opening God's precious Word again today, back to the New Testament of 2 John in chapter number 1. And we want to go back to verse number 7 just for a few moments as we take a look at some of the problems and things that's going on in your Christian life. And why do I say that, a Christian life? Well, for instance, who is it that's walking in truth? You get saved, you're walking in one eternal truth. I mean, and that's Christ. He is the only truth that there is. And God wants you to walk in that truth. Well, where is that truth? Why, it's in the Word of God. We're to walk in the commandments, we're to love one another. In other words, we're to walk after the commandments of the Lord, and we're to walk in the Word of God. We're to follow the Word of God and then walk in it. And this is the principle of the Holy Spirit of God. Now, we come down to verse number 7, and let's look what the Holy Spirit says. For many deceivers. Well, what is a deceiver? This is someone with a deceptive spirit. Their purpose and their ambition of life is not to point you to Jesus, but to point you to what their program is. Here again is every cult that's existing today. They have their own agenda. They have their own Savior. They have their own truth. Now, some of them will even use your King James Bible, but do they believe it? Why, no. In other words, someone can say, Brother walked up to me the other day and he said, I'm a King James man. I said, well, wonderful. How many times have you read that Bible? No, I've never read it through. Oh, you're a King James man, but you've never read this Bible through? You're not a King James man. Oh, listen, we're a King James 1611. Well, I am too. I got saved. I didn't even know anything about this old book. I didn't know much about the Bible. I've been taught John 3:16, and we used to, we'd pick out a verse of Scripture, the shortest one, Jesus wept. I could always get that one. When God saved me, what did He do? He put a hunger in my heart for the Word of the Lord. And I found out that growing in the Lord, why does God say to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Well, where can you grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, better than absorbing your mind and life in the precious, perfect Word of God? But can I say to you, a deceiver is someone that will head you in the wrong direction. There's a commercial on. A young man sitting there and he wrecked his car. And his argument was this. Well, when I told them that I wrecked my car, they told me that I had selected the wrong program. He said, no, what I did was that I selected the wrong company. Well, can I say there's such a truth there? In the insurance, that's the world, that's the distance. But can I say to you, the only true thing you need to know is God's precious Word. And you got to settle this as a born-again believer. Is there a Bible? Does this Bible, is this the Word of God? Do you believe this to be truth? You need to settle that down. you need to put that in your heart. And just simply, but may I say, don't just use it that this is my salvation. Hey, this carrying a book don't save you. Having that Word of God hid in your heart, Jesus Christ. In other words, a child of God needs to take the Word of the Lord and apply it to our lives. No matter what I read, for instance, when it says love in the truth, let me apply that to my life. Walk in truth, let me apply that to my life. How's this working out for me today? The job that I have, the job that you have, the family that you're in, how does Christianity work for you? The devil will tell you. In other words, there's folks that's deceptive that tells, for instance, We had a president for 8 years. Well, somebody did. I never claimed him myself. and he said, why? In other words, he laughed about our Bible. Why? He didn't know the Lord. He was lost as a goose in high weeds. A lot of people are like that. When you ridicule this Bible and make a joke of this precious old book, there's no truth about you. Hey, there's no God about you. I don't care if you're a politician or whether you're a professor or whether you're a teacher with a PhD and all kinds of degrees on you. I want to say to you, you're only a child of God when truth has changed your life. But there are many deceivers. Now, we can spend a lot of time on it. But what has these deceivers done? They have entered into the world. And what is their ambition? One thing that they are set on. They confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. Underline this in your Bible. They do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you noticed that we open this program every day with the same scripture? In the beginning was the Word. Who is this? None other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Word was with God. I mean, before there was a world, before there was sin, before there was man, before there was anything, Jesus was with God. And the Word was God. That means He was absolute God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. In other words, all through the Bible, God tells us that He's the one that creates. God uses, it's Jesus Christ. These deceivers, this crowd that comes, and they want you to receive their God, their Allah, their truth, their principles, their teachings. What have they done? I'm serving a Savior, praise God. I'm serving Jesus Christ that, can I say to you, He created everything? Everything? That's what this Bible says. He's the only Savior that there is. There's not another Savior. It's Jesus Christ. How did He do this? He was absolute God. Well, the beauty of it is that He became man. He took upon Himself the form of man, the body of man. He came into this world and He humbled Himself as a man. He went to the cross and He died as a man. Can I say to you, you cannot kill God, but there was a man that died. There was a man named Jesus that went to the cross, that gave His life. I should have been on that cross, but He took my place on that cross. And He is the only one that can save me. Any false teacher, anyone. In other words, if someone comes and tell you, you get saved by being baptized. What a joke. No, it takes Jesus Christ dying on that cross to save you. Not going through that water. In fact, if I do good works, that didn't save you. Honey, I want to tell you it's Jesus Christ that died for us, and He's the one that rose again. There is the power of the gospel. And Jesus Christ is the incarnate Son of God. What that simply means is that He is absolute God. Some of your Bibles say that He emptied Himself. No, He didn't empty Himself. He was God in that manger. He was God as a teenager. He was God as a young man. He was a God as He preached the gospel. Can I say to you, He never ceased to be God. But how did He die? As a man. Can I say to you, to as many as received Him, they, my friend, shall be saved. Have you received Him, the man Christ Jesus? Oh, my friend, can I say to you today, trust Him as your only Savior, because He is the only one. Until next time, may God bless you.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roane Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roane Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.